What's next for the Long Beach Museum of Art? What's coming in terms of anything related to animals?
Well, right now we have an exhibit upstairs called Tree, and another one is Museum Menagerie. And the Museum Menagerie is actually permanent collection works that we have that are all of animals with animals of focus. And it's been as popular as the exhibit downstairs, and it's really given us an opportunity to show some works from the permanent collection that have not been out for a while. So that's always great to do, and I love that. We're going to be transitioning our next exhibition showing a local collector's work and a number of promised gifts that come with that. And it's been collecting contemporary California art for years. And so some of the pieces are not as contemporary, but there are meaningful pieces now that historically a museum is really glad to have. And it's allowing us to show those works and celebrate them, but also for the museum to add on some artist work in depth with some earlier pieces or some works that we don't particularly have. Because I really love, we can't own everything as a museum, and you can't care for everything forever. It's an expensive thing to do, and we're committed to the work we have. But I really do like the ability for us to collect in depth specific artists, so there's not just one piece in the collection that talks about his work. And then we have, going to be a little bit controversial, but it's called Risky Risque. And there were 40 artists invited to do an 8x10 size, small, and there's a little phrase, dirty little pictures. And the task was to walk the line of sensual erotic, but I think some of them went a little over the line. But absolutely every artist said yes, and it's going to be an adult show. No children will be allowed in it, and I think it's going to be quite wonderful because there are some very well-known artists that people haven't seen this side of, and I think it's a wonderful look into their lives also and what kinds of fantasies or erotic fantasies or sensual things they look at. So that's going to be a great show.
It's like learning a different side of somebody you've known your whole life. I really like that.
Yeah. It is, and it's funny because, going to artist studios and, dropping by friend studios, you're going through files looking at work, and you'll always find these little drawings, and they're little drawings of, their wife or husband or boyfriend or doodling while they're on the phone or something. And it's always sort of a sexual, it's really wonderful work, and it's work by the same talented person that you love that landscape they painted. Well, now there's two people romping in that landscape, and all of the physical details are there, and they're beautifully done. So it is an interesting look at their lives, and I'm really proud of them because some of them really went out on the line, and I'm proud of us too, and because we're going to be out there on the edge with them too. So it's going to be a great exhibit. Also, really looking forward to that. That opens in September, and it'll open with one of our After Darks. It's the opening starts at 6 o'clock for members, and then at 7 o'clock we transition into sort of a nightclub atmosphere. And I think with the particular following of some of these contemporary artists and with a lot of our members and people that will be their first time here, it's going to be a great evening, and we have entertainment and wonderful raffle prizes and wonderful cocktails and beverages that are being designed for that evening. So it'll be a fun night.